James.
Good morning, James. It's Aubrey, the Vocal Splash.
How you doing, brother?
I'm doing well. Doing well today. How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing. I'm doing good.
As long as you're doing, man.
Yeah.
All right. Excellent.
I'm walking in recently, second.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right.
All right. Just pulling up your account here for you.
Yeah, I'm sorry, man. I was all over the place this morning. I had to bring my car in for some maintenance yesterday. I went to a pickup first thing this morning. I got two job sites going on, and I got a bunch of guys working at my house right now, too.
Oh, man, talking about a packed day.
Yeah, this car thing is really the curveball in all this. But
yeah?
Wow.
That's true. I mean, it's not a bad thing to have a packed morning, to be real with you.
Are you from Carolina, right?
Correct. I'm from California, but I live in North Carolina.
The friggin' car stop is like 45 minutes away, and then I had to drive to by our airport here where I got the rental car from yesterday. It was just a eventful morning, but I'm behind the ball quite a bit right now. And my computer is not fair enough to me. All right, well, so listen. So what do we got as far as to get the ball rolling with this guaranteed stuff? Because that's really the one I'm, like, leaning towards.
Mm-hmm. Of course. Yeah, so to get started, that would be the initial investment of $549, right? That's to get everything going today. That's to get us started on all of your SEO, of course, your directory submissions, your Facebook ad campaign. And then Google Guarantee comes 4 to 8 weeks later.
Okay. So in the meantime, so 4 to 8 weeks, I got going on as far as marketing then?
We're working on your local map programming and maintenance. So that's your first page placement for the local map section. We're running your Facebook ad campaign. That'll be done within about 12 to 13 days and ready and active. We're submitting your license check, insurance check, and background check for the Google Guarantee, as well as the application. We're also sending in your call tracking, and you already have a website. So we're just connecting your website, and then we're getting you spread across the top 5 directories. So Yelp, advanced listing, Thing Local, and then Facebook, Apple, and Google.
Okay.
All right. The only steps we have here is I want to make sure the business information is correct. I do go based off of, like, the website, right? But I want to make sure that what we're projecting will be correct on Google. So for the business name, Revive Renovators, do you put LLC at the end of that on, like, business cards, trust and all that?
No.
No? Okay. So it's just Revive Renovators. All right. And then what is the business address?
3989 Forest Parkway, North Tonawanda. So I don't advertise my address because it's not an open office for public. I don't, it's just a business, you know, legal address. I don't advertise in the sense.
No problem. We're going to hide that from Google for you. Actually, let me make a note of that here really quick. So it is now, you just don't advertise it.
Correct. Yeah, that's exactly how it is right now. So I got it hidden from Google. It just says the town that we're in. It doesn't give it, like, an address location for them to go.
Sure. So hold on 1 second. Let me make that note for the account management team for you. Okay. Perfect. And you said 3989 Forest Parkway?
Correct.
Okay. All right. And then what was the city?
North Tonawanda. So it's T-O-N-A-W-A, NDA.
Okay. Yeah, I definitely would not have spelled that correctly.
Yeah, no, I get it. I get it.
All right. Excellent. And then that's New York. And then the zip code.
14120.
Okay, let me update that here. And then first name James, last name Palm?
Correct. Palma.
All right, excellent. I do have the email here. Now, for the number that you project onto Google, is that the 2404, or do you use one of the other two, like the office number or the...
Yeah, there's a different line on there.
Okay. So what is that number that we're projecting?
716-381-3431.
431. All right, that's Eastern Standard Time here. All right, perfect. The next thing we want to do here is create your security question. With increased visibility, naturally you'll receive third-party calls from vendors not related to us. We create the security question for that purpose, and if you happen to lose your password to your dashboard, okay?
Say one more time, sorry.
Yeah, so we're creating your security question, so in case you lose your password to your dashboard, right? And because with increased visibility, naturally you're going to get third-party calls from vendors not related to Local Splash, so we create the security question for you for that as well.
Okay.
All right, so we have three to choose from here. You can use mother's maiden name. You can use city you were born in. Or we can use your first pet name.
You can use the mother's maiden name, it's fine.
Maiden name, okay. And then what's the spelling for that?
WACKINS.
All right. You said WICKENN?
WATKINS.
Gotcha. All right. So these will always be lowercase. Okay. Anytime you need to get in your dashboard, anytime you need to verify, all lowercase. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Perfect. Excuse me. All right. And then for the billing information, that's all the same address, zip code, city?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. Make sure all of that is correct for you here. Give me one moment. That's English. All right, excellent. And then it's going to be Visa, Amex?
So when you guys, so when I see the billing for this, what's going to show up from the billing?
In terms of getting started?
Yeah. As far as, who's billing me? What's it reflecting?
I thought it'll be Local Splash.
Okay.
So it'll say LS generally. And it'll be 549 even. So it'll be flat.
No, I mean what's the business name? I'm just trying to.
Okay.
So it's hard to, it is a Visa card.
Visa? Okay.
Yep.
All right. And then I am ready when you are.
4861-9418-0012-2066.
All right, just to make sure I have that correct, that's 4861-9418-0012-2066. 2066.
Correct.
All right, perfect. And the expiration?
11/27.
November 2027.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And DCV?
117.
117. All right. So before I process that, I do want to take you through our voice verification. It's another added layer of protection for you, and it does outline the service agreement between us and you, okay? If I'm going a little too fast, don't hesitate to stop me. I want to make sure it's all clear for you, okay? All right, excellent. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Provide renovating.
Perfect. Please state your name and title within the business.
James Palmer, president.
Perfect. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
All right. And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
All right. Perfect. So to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to calls and emails from Local Splash? Those will come from our 877 number.
Yes.
All right. Please save our 877 number as Local Splash under your contacts. And as a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors not related to Local Splash. We provide the security question and our number for that reason. And in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
All right. Excellent. And as part of the verification process, it is essential that Local Splash receives the required business documents in a timely manner. So this may include business license, proof of insurance, Google guaranteed application. You won't have to worry about that for your client interview. We'll go through all of that with you. And any other items recommended for GBP verification. We kindly ask these documents be submitted within the first 7 days. Failure to provide necessary documentation within the time frame may result in delays and suspension until we get the documents. Do you agree to submit these within 7 days?
Yes.
All right, perfect. So your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. That's July 30th, 2025, in the non-refundable amount of $549. This is a two-month verbal agreement. Your monthly payments will automatically renew on the 30th of each month in the amount of $299. This is a monthly recurring payment. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. That's our 877 number. You must speak with a live representative. To prevent charges on your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Keep in mind, Local Splash is international, and we have representatives all over the world at your service. Do you understand and agree to the renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right, perfect. Stand by for me here. You're going to receive 2 quick emails. One's going to be your initial invoice, so that'll have your terms and conditions. The other will be your welcome to Local Splash email and your Google guaranteed begins. Wait for those to pop in for you. We'll go through those. In the meantime, let's go ahead and set your client interview here. That's where you'll meet your Google team, your Meta team, and your account manager. They're going to go over the background check step by step for you so that there's no mess ups there. They're going to go through the application for Google guaranteed so that you have everything in line there. And then they're going to go over your content editing and quality control. Okay. We have about an hour of your time, just to have all of that set in stone for you. Okay. Let me see what I have available for today.
I'm sorry, this went to the hour.
Yeah. It's about 45 minutes to an hour.
I can't do that right now, unfortunately.
No, that's okay. Oh, yeah, that's okay. We can set a time for you.
Yeah, we're going to have to do that, exactly.
Even if you have a really busy day all day today, we can set one for tomorrow or Friday.
Preferably tomorrow, I guess.
Sure. Tomorrow. I have all day tomorrow, so whatever slot's available for you.
Uh,
Anytime after 11 a.m. Eastern is will work.
After 11? Okay, so that's... How is 2 o'clock?
Yeah, that could work.
Okay, perfect. All right. So that'll be 11 PST. Okay. Setting up your client interview. I'm sorry?
Is this going to be just a call?
Are you asking, is it going to be a Google Meet or a phone call?
Is it going to be a video call? Yeah, right.
Yeah, so it comes down to preference. If you would like a video call, I can set that for you. If you wanted a phone call, I can set that for you. Whichever more comfortable for you.
Yeah, I'm really a visual person, so I like to be able to see kind of maybe if they can share things that we're talking about in the moment. Helps me get an understanding.
Yeah, for sure. Absolutely. Okay. Let me go ahead and set that here for you. Give me 1 second. All right.
I do have questions in regarding to documentation required.
Absolutely.
So it pertains to the insurances, right? So a lot of times when I get these certificates, for whatever permits, whatever it is, I have to change the holders on it, right?
Okay.
So like if I'm going to a town or village, I get the holders for that town. I have so many copies of these cards. What do you guys need to reflect?
And so usually we only ask for the accord, so that's the COI. If they need something specific, they'll let you know during your client interview, but generally we just need the accord document.
Okay.
That's usually all we stop at, yeah. If they do need anything extra, like if there's specific changes that are made constantly, they'll let you know about that, but you probably won't have to change anything.
Okay, because like I have copies of the court here. Like for every time I file my license or permit, I have to show it to the towns. I mean, but I have them like the one says like a Kenmore, the one's Niagara Falls, the one's Buffalo. You know what I mean? Like as the holder. So the problem is I'm having issues right now with my underwriter, and I'm thinking about switching because it takes more than a day sometimes to get this stuff, and it's frustrating.
Gotcha, yeah. So we're only going to need the one for Buffalo.
Okay.
The accord for Buffalo. Yeah, for sure.
Nope. I got that record. Okay.
Oh, excellent. And then for the initial invoice, did that come in for you? I know sometimes it can be a little...
Yeah,
okay.
I got like 5 emails from you guys.
Okay, awesome, awesome. Make sure everything looks good in there for you. You'll see 3 checkboxes. Go ahead and check those. You'll see 2 orange boxes for sign and date. And then if you're doing it on your phone, you'll have to turn it sideways to click submit, but then you'll get taken directly to your dashboard. You're welcome to local splash email, I believe, sent as well. Let me make sure. Okay. Yep. So you're welcome to local splash email sent out for you. That'll have your username. That'll always be the 2404 number. And then your password is going to be a temporary password. So I do suggest changing that at your earliest convenience, okay? And then for the terms and conditions, let me just refresh your account here. Make sure that's sent over for you in completion. Perfect. Oh, and there's your invite acceptance. Perfect.
What type of text messages? I'm not really a fan of that.
The text messages are just the emails that are being sent over. So like the invoice, it's going to be the same exact thing. We just send them 2 ways so that we know you get them.
Okay.
1 second here. Okay. And then I want to make sure you got the Google Guaranteed campaign begins as well. Did you receive that one?
I did not. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yes, I did. Yeah, I got it.
Okay, you got that one as well. Excellent, excellent.
Yeah.
And then actions needed pictures needed for Google verification. Did you get that one as well?
Yeah, what does that mean exactly?
Okay, perfect. So this is like the pictures of the Accord document, proof of insurance, proof of license, things like that.
So you can wait
on this until you get to the client interview just to make sure we get everything we need in one swoop versus, you know, something missing. Okay?
The vehicle's in the license plate?
Say that one more time.
It says pictures of tools or equipment, vehicles, or license plates.
So this may be needed, right? This isn't a definitive thing with a work vehicle. Yeah, we know not everybody has work vehicles for their type of work.
Well, yeah, I don't have, but yeah, they're not wrapped.
You'll be all good.
Documentation is not an issue at all.
Perfect.
Yeah, workplace is job sites. Okay, all right. I clicked on the thing. I agreed to this. I got a temporary username, password.
Yes, sir. You won't see anything in your dashboard yet, but that's where you'll be able to see everything associated with your analytics once everything gets rocking. I'm just noting for your account management team here. Sorry about the silence here. Okay. Oh, gotta make sure to add the preferred number here. Okay. Now for the background check, you'll be receiving a link likely either during or after your client interview. That'll be from either Evident ID or Pinkerton. Okay. It kind of depends on what side of New York you're on because both of them are in New York. so they kind of battle over areas. So it'll be either Evident or Pinkerton for you.
Gotcha.
Okay, perfect. And then did you have any other questions for me while I still have you here?
I do not this time.
All right. Excellent. Well, let me be the absolute first person here to welcome you to the Local Splash family, James. I'm excited to see how everything plays out here. I may not be your first point of contact anymore, but I do like to check in on all of my clients from time to time, right? See how you guys are doing, get your feedback, right? So I'll definitely be keeping up with you here in the near future, okay?
All right, sounds good, man. Well, I appreciate your help on this.
Absolutely, James. We look forward to working with you. We'll talk soon, okay?
All right, talk to you.
Bye-bye.